Police are investigating a suspected acid attack on a dog in Newry last night. The bull terrier was put down by a vet after suffering serious injuries. It was found by a woman in the Pound Road area of the city. A police spokesperson told this programme that tests are being carried out. The incident is being treated as a deliberate attack on the dog. David Wilson is from the USPCA. What do we know, David? This sounds horrific.
Morning, Stephen. Yeah, we heard reports of this yesterday evening. As you described it, the poor animal had been obviously spread by some kind of corrosive material, acid or whatever, and its suffering was such that the vet made a judgment call that the animal couldn't be allowed to suffer any longer, and it was euthanized.
And someone's thrown acid over a dog.
Someone has deliberately, it sounds, and the police are investigating it, they're the proper investigating agency, but it does sound in this case as if someone has done this quite deliberately. It's sickening, it beggars belief. It's an offence that if it's brought before the court, the person responsible could be put sent to jail, a custodial sentence, for even if it is a first offence. But you can't legislate against evil. This is just pure evil.
Yeah, and you would start to wonder, wouldn't you, about the mindset of a human being that would do this to an animal?
How anyone can do that and watch an animal suffer, as I said, Stephen, beggars belief.
And this person needs to be clearly caught, and no doubt the police will be appealing for witnesses.
Well, not only the police will appeal, we will appeal as well, because you can't allow people like this freedom to carry it. It's a family pet, obviously. The animal seems to be recognised in the area, known in the area, and it's a family pet. It's got a name. You can't have this going on in a civilised society.
David, thank you. Charlie Casey is the chair of Newry and Mourne Council. Morning to you, Charlie.
Morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm just disgusted at this. You know, we looked at this story this morning, and Northern Ireland, you know, most of the UK, for goodness sake, we're pet lovers, aren't we? We love our pets, and here's someone throwing acid over a dog.
I can't understand that. I mean, I can't understand the mentality of the people who do that, no matter what age they are, from young, middle age or old age, that you know, they treat an animal in such a fashion. And I see, I get on social media quite a lot, and I see some members of a family who maybe have some association with the dog are appealing for information as to what had happened to a particular pet. Absolute scandal. People contacted me last night to make me aware that this had happened, that someone had come across a dog, and it which had been taken to a local vet. And apparently it had been, as your previous caller had said there, been attacked by some corrosive substance, acid or whatever. And the dog was obviously in serious distress, and looks like the poor animal had to be put down.
I was reading this story in the Belfast Telegraph this morning. David Wilson, the dog was blind in one eye and had a hole in her back leg.
Yeah, there were photographs posted on Facebook yesterday that showed the dog in that condition. Obviously in great distress. There were patches of bare flesh which were visible. One of its right eye was closed, and you could see where the damage had been done around that eye. I'm really shocked at something that could happen in Newry by anyone.
I haven't seen the photographs. Could you describe what you saw?
Well, the dog was actually seated in someone's house with the particular vet, or as the photograph was taken in the vet, and there were patches of flesh available, clearly visible to see, and its right eye was closed, and there seemed to be some sort of damage, as if someone had indicated corrosive substance or acid was actually thrown and had caused the skin to peel away from around the eye and parts of the body, the lower body.
And obviously, David Wilson, then an assessment was made that the dog needed to be euthanised.
A vet would have very quickly come to that decision. I saw the photographs as well that your caller's referring to, and they're disgusting. He's quite right. The flesh was burned off the creature by whatever corrosive substance was put on it. The suffering would have been intense. There's no way back, and the vet has, I'm sure, very reluctantly, but had to make that decision on a family who lost their pet.
Okay. Listen, thank you both for talking to us this morning.